Seattle's Morning News. Dave Ross with Colleen O'Brien. Governor Inslee has decided to issue pardons to people who got misdemeanor pot convictions that didn't involve anything violent. And to find out what the particulars are and what this means for law enforcement, Deborah Ahrens is here from the Seattle U Law School. You are a professor. You are an expert on criminal law and drug policy. And, of course, now that the governor's running for president, the first question you ask when you hear something like this is there a reason he's doing this, or is this just politics?
I think that there's a reason he's doing this. A number of jurisdictions, obviously, outside of Washington have legalized marijuana in the past several years. We were on the early end of adopting legalized marijuana in 2012. And so we in Colorado were actually the pioneers in this area. Most of the jurisdictions that have recently legalized marijuana actually have at the same time either considered or passed legislation that does something fairly similar to what Governor Inslee is suggesting, which is expunging or pardoning or otherwise sealing past criminal convictions for low-level marijuana offenses.
So this is somebody who's just caught with some pot on them back in the days when it was illegal.
Yeah, this only applies to about 3,500 people in the state who would have been convicted of one single misdemeanor marijuana possession charge sometime between 1998 and 2012.
So when he says they're going to be pardoned, would that mean, for example, that if you're trying to rent an apartment, would the landlord see those old records? Would police see them on a traffic stop? Would an employer see it? Would the military see it if you were applying to become a soldier?
Right. They should no longer be reflected in public records. That doesn't mean that there might not be particular kinds of positions where you might not have to reveal the existence of a past arrest or conviction, even if it has otherwise been pardoned or sealed. I'm not exactly sure how it's going to work for various agencies, but what this would mean is that the records would no longer be publicly available.
So what does that mean?
Is that if you're applying for an apartment or applying for a job, these won't be convictions that appear on your record any
okay.
longer.
So it wouldn't come up in a background check.
It shouldn't come up in a background check now.
All right. Well, that's meaningful because there are some employers who are picky enough. That would disqualify you from getting a job.
Absolutely. Whether or not they actually do so, about 85% of employers say they would never hire someone with a criminal conviction at all. So even a misdemeanor conviction might be prohibitive for an individual who's seeking a job.
Yeah. Does this go far enough, then? The fact we've legalized possession of marijuana now and that the governor is reaching back in time to expunge these records?
I'm not sure if it does. There are a couple of things that I would raise here, one of which is that this is going to be a pardon process that has to be initiated by individuals. In other words, you'd have to know that you had an eligible conviction, and then you'd have to go through the pardon process. Now, the pardon process that Governor Inslee has proposed is much more streamlined than the ordinary pardon process. You can literally go online and click on a button and fill out a form, and you'll be able to access the pardon process. But some jurisdictions, like California, for example, have been more proactive. Instead of requiring an individual to seek out a pardon or an expungement, actually have charged the State Department of Justice with seeking out the eligible convictions itself and initiating the process itself. In other words, it's not going to be incumbent on individuals to figure out that they might be eligible. And so probably that's going to be broader sweeping. Other jurisdictions also have been somewhat broader in terms of the kinds of convictions they might be willing to either reduce or to expunge. You might not have to have, for example, only one marijuana conviction in order to enjoy the benefits of expungement. So it's definitely progress. I wouldn't say that it's necessarily as sweeping as what some jurisdictions have done.
Deborah Ahrens is a professor of law at Seattle University. And Deborah, good to see you again. Thank you.